Blog Talk Radio.
And now it's time for Crystal Clear Coaching with Maggie Holbert. Join Maggie every Wednesday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, for an hour of positive reinforcement on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, here's Maggie.
Very first show, the launch of the Crystal Clear Coaching, where focus of wellness of body, mind, and spirit will be our goal. I come to you today in love and in spirit and with wishes of many, many sharings that will enhance and enrich all of our lives. You can learn more about me at www.maggieholbert.com. That's MaggieHolb as in Bravo, IK. And I'm sure you'll get to know me over the shows, and I'm happy to share anything I can with you that might enrich your life and enhance it. I'm very excited to have a special guest on the show today, a good friend, Maureen Korapeski. Maureen is an amazing lady. She's does so many wonderful things in energetic medicine and in co-creating consciously, and she has amazing wisdom. I love listening to Maureen, and I know you will too. She's a Psyche, an advanced Psyche facilitator, and she's going to share today with us everything not everything that she knows, I'm sure, because we only have an hour, but she's going to share so many wonderful things about Psyche and how we can benefit from that and what it is and working with our core beliefs. But she also does Reiki and quantum touch, and reconnective healing is another one. And I think that's originally how I met Maureen, was we sort of met because we were both reconnective healing practitioners and hooked up through some mutual friends. She does also body talk and matrix energetics, and I'm sure there's a lot more, but she'll share that with you. So I'm going to bring Maureen on, and feel free to call in if you have any questions for Maureen. We'll be taking calls after the latter part of the show. The call-in number is 347-237-5339. And so, Maureen, welcome.
Oh, Maggie, thank you. I'm so getting overwhelmingly feeling this joy in my heart because it's your radio show, and I've known you for so many years, and congratulations. Like, really, really proud of you. This is great.
Thank you, Maureen. I can feel your spirit moving there and the joy. And it really is my mission to, you know, to help people remember, and I know this is part of your journey as well, for people to remember who they are and remember that we are love at our core and that life is meant to be joyous. And so many things that stop us, usually we have something to do with it, but it's our beliefs or things that we've, you know, fallen into traps for ourselves. So I'm excited to have you on the show to help us break through some of those with your wisdom. And again, thank you so much for really, truly being here and for being joyous in this new project that we're launching. So Maureen, tell us a little bit about Psyche.
Well, I want to thank you first for inviting me to be on your show. And I really want to thank you for the lovely, kind words that you just introduced me with.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
So Psyche, to me, is a way, the way I use it the most, what it really is it's a way of tapping into your subconscious programs and changing them really quickly, but more than really quickly, really accurately. Hypnosis is great, but it didn't quite do the accuracy thing for me. It didn't quite give me the power I needed to take a tool home with me so that when something like a challenge or a problem or an issue or a pain in the neck presented itself in my life, that I didn't have that tool to move through it, to raise my consciousness, because all these problems and challenges, they come to us as golden opportunities for spiritual growth. It's why we came here.
Mm-hmm.
So when I found Psyche, I had a tool in my back pocket. Just whip it out. Oh, wow, I can move through this. And I can move through that. And I can move through this. And I can also go into my past and change all these programs I had. So for me, it set me free in a way that no other modality has. And I can't say that I love it more because I love them all equally. But this is my main tool for moving through life. It really, truly is.
Wow.
Tap into the subconscious, change the perspective, and everything around you shifts.
Exactly. And, you know, I've seen the results of your work, I mean, connected, like through social media and through some mutual friends and connections. And, you know, I'm sure not a week goes by that I don't see one or two Psych-K testimonials of how people have used the tool to change their life and enhance their life. And so it truly, you know, is proven. And I myself have, you know, taken the courses with you, and it's quite amazing. And when people can tap into this and become empowered to use these tools for themselves, that's where the true freedom lies. So that's really, really awesome. About how long ago did Psych-K start, Maureen? Is there a little? Can you tell us a little bit about the history for the folks on the call?
Yeah, the first course was taught actually in Canada, in Calgary, I think it was 1988, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, it's grown, and it's grown and grown and grown. So now there's instructors in every country in the world.
Wow.
I was one of the instructors in Canada for 5 years. I just resigned a year ago simply because the travel was getting to be a bit too much for me, and I'm a grandma now, so I pulled back in that regard.
Good for you.
Yeah, so that's when it originated. And the founder, Rob Williams, was actually in business, and he felt that his soul was kind of searching for something a little more meaningful to him. He wanted to help people. So he went back, and he got his master's in counseling at the University of Colorado. And then he started working as a talk-based counselor, and he says, you know, you could talk to people till the cows came home sometime, and they'd get real clear about why they were screwed up, but they wouldn't really change all that much. So he started investigating. He took Reiki. He did Ericksonian-based hypnotherapy. He studied all kinds of things, touch for health and brain gym, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But when Psy-K came, it basically came as a download from the universe, a download from his higher self, whatever you'd like to call it. And it came in a moment of frustration, and there was all this stuff, and you're talking about a man who didn't see auras or energy or anything like that, and he saw all these words. He said, I better type that out. I asked God what I'm supposed to be doing, and it showed up, and it became Psy-K. It was Psy-K.
Wow.
So it is.
That is awesome. And, you know, I really want to encourage everyone on that's listening today that, you know, we get these messages. We need to listen to them. Don't have self-doubt. Tap into that inner source and that intuition. When you get inspired, when you read something or when you're dreaming, or there's a million ways that our source comes through us. So that's a great example of that as well, Maureen. Like, we wouldn't have the gift of Psy-K if, you know, he didn't write that down and actually process the information that was coming through. So I encourage
right.
everyone to really do that.
Yeah.
So
Psy-K is also – sorry?
No, go ahead.
Rob Williams actually was at a conference where Bruce Lipton was also presenting. This is going back many years. And Bruce Lipton had been walking around and talking and preaching and presenting about the biology of belief. And people would say, well, Bruce, you know, where's the science? How do you really – you've got the science. How do you really make the change? He goes, well, I don't really know, but I know that this is the biology behind it. And Rob Williams, on the other hand, had been presenting about Psy-K. This is how you can change your subconscious instantly and quickly and accurately and consciously. And so people would say to Rob Williams, well, where's the science behind this? And then they were at the same conference, and they looked at each other and went, wow, you're the other half. So they become really good friends, and they've worked together
awesome.
For years now. So in the biology of belief at the back is a really great little article that Bruce has written about Psy-K.
Awesome.
Yeah,
I believe I have that book. I'm going to have to take that out again just to refresh, because, you know, it really is an amazing tool that can help a lot of people. And, you know, as a life coach, I myself love to have different tools and ideas that I can offer people to use. And this is like one of the best out there. I'm sold on it for sure. So, Maureen, you know, I love working with people with, you know, beliefs. And, you know, even I did a talk last night for a group about finding more joy in their life. And we talked about how, you know, we these beliefs come to us, and we have, you know, thoughts. Everything starts with a thought, of course. We know that. And then when we have thoughts that attach to thoughts, we get a whole block of thoughts, which is a belief. And these beliefs get pretty solid. They're like, you know, I use a little set of kids' building blocks to show this when I demonstrate this, that we take a thought, and we might have a thought like, I'm not worthy, and then we add another block of thought, which would be, you know, I was told when I was 5, I always screw things up, and we build all these thoughts, and we get this pretty solid structure. So, you know, is this why Psyche has so much emphasis on the, and what is the importance of changing these beliefs, from your opinion?
It's really, really important to change our belief programs. And here's what I'd like to clarify. We have beliefs consciously, mm-hmm. and we have beliefs subconsciously. So for myself, when I was teaching Psyche, I would explain it a little different. I'm going to call your beliefs your conscious beliefs. I believe this. I believe I'm a good person. I believe that this and that. And then the subconscious beliefs are programs. They're like your hard drive in your computer. The difference between these two beliefs is that the conscious beliefs are not very powerful. The subconscious beliefs, the subconscious mind, let's put it this way, the subconscious mind is a million times more powerful than the conscious mind. There's nobody that really disagrees on that.
Wow.
So if you're going to have a belief that I'm a good person, and you've got it in your conscious mind, you might not have it in your subconscious program. And this is where it becomes really important. So what you do is you go in with muscle testing. We use muscle testing and check, is it in my subconscious mind? And you go, oh, it's not there. It doesn't mean you don't believe it. It just means it's not in your subconscious program. So what we do is we install that belief into the subconscious mind so that it's congruent with the conscious mind. So now what we consciously choose to believe is supported in the program, the subconscious mind that's a million times more powerful. And this is absolutely essential. Sometimes people are so shocked. They'll be at a presentation and they'll say, well, I've been doing this affirmation for 20 years and I know it's in. And they come up and their arm just goes so weak, they cannot hold their arm strong, and they go, it's not in there. And they look so shocked. I'll say, okay, do you want to put that in right now? And they go, yeah. And in 2.5, 3.5 minutes, it's in there, and they say it differently, and the muscle test is strong. So this is about a real self-discovery. It was the biggest self-discovery journey that I've ever gone on, because I got to dig around in the subconscious of mine and say, hey, I thought I believed that. It's not in my subconscious. So I do believe it consciously. It's not in the program. So I'd gone and read like hundreds of self-help books, right? Had all mm-hmm. these conscious beliefs now, and this is wonderful, and this is exciting. But when I got checking in my subconscious, most of it wasn't there.
Wow.
So what happened is you take all that conscious information that you've learned and you install it into the subconscious where it's a million times more powerful. And that's the beauty of it. And it comes on autopilot, and your life just transforms.
Maureen, where in our subconscious do these, if it's there or not there, where does that get instilled in that subconscious? Is it, are we talking past life? Is it, you know, childhood? Where are we looking at that it would get installed in our program in the subconscious or not be?
Well, the subconscious mind itself is actually, like Candace Pertz, she's the United States research scientist that discovered the morphine receptor. She's got a book out. Your body is your subconscious mind. So your body and your energy field are what stores all the information in your subconscious. Most of our programs, the ones that are really deep, a lot of them that are really deep, start but when we're first conceived, and we start getting programmed up to the age of about 6. Before the age 6, we don't really have the capacity for discernment. We're in a different brainwave state. Everything that's said to us kind of goes straight in. And our parents are like God. When you're 2-3 years old, they run the world, right? So everything that's said to you goes straight in. So you're just being programmed so intensely at that age. It's why children learn so quickly. We don't get adult brainwaves till the time we're about 12. And the interesting thing about that is that that's when children start to get a mind of their own, literally.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I do believe that a lot of these programs can come in through our genetics from our ancestors, which is very congruent with Aboriginal and Native North American teachings.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they can come in from past lives, which is a very common belief amongst people. And I also believe they come from this life, and especially the first 6 years of life, but not only the first 6 years of this life, also any traumatic event or any super joyous event. You know, a trauma will really affect the subconscious mind because it pays attention when you really care and when you're really mm-hmm. traumatized. It'll pay attention, make a program to protect you in the future. So that's, to me, where most of them come from. But with Psyche, we don't need to go and identify where it came from. We just identify, what is it you'd like to have in your life? I'd have more joy, please. And we go and do psyche balances to bring that person more fully into their joy and change any beliefs that come up in the process. We don't need to know if they were past life, genetic, or this life, or what. Sometimes it comes up, sometimes it doesn't, and we'll know. But it's not necessary to know where they come from. You just know, what is it I need to change? Change it and move forward.
Wow. You know, this is really exciting. It reminds me of one of the teachings I use with folks, and that's where I open an imaginary cupboard. You're baking a cake, and you decide what you want, what you're going to bring into your experience. I like cinnamon. I don't like pecans, but I like walnuts. And we make our life concoctions by using contrast and deciding, trying things and then realizing, no, that's not something we wish to experience. But how cool is what you're saying is we can just put in those into our programs what we want more of and remove some of those things that are stopping us that we don't really want to have in our belief system. That is absolutely empowering, and I think it's super exciting.
Yeah,
what are some of the common beliefs that people have? Like I know I remember, I have to brush up on my studies, but there's some common threads to some of the top beliefs that people have or don't have. Can you share a couple of those?
Yeah, I do my best, and my best is good enough. There's very few people that I've met that actually have that subconscious program before working with Psyche. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there, but I would say the majority don't have that. I do my best, and my best is good enough.
Wow.
People we think we've forgiven, we say, I really have let go of that. I really let go of that. And I go, let's muscle test that. Let's check. And they go, oh, my gosh, it's not in there. And then when we do, I forgive. So a lot of forgiveness that we consciously think we've done isn't really truly done at a subconscious level. This is beautiful spiritual work. For me, that's the crux of this. This is spiritual work for me. And a lot of other things that people don't have is unconditional self-love and worth and safe, comfortable, fun, easy, and I'm worthy. Those are the main ones. So anything you want to manifest, it's already being delivered to you by the universe. We're just not receiving.
Because
so,
the connection's broken,
it has
kind
to
of thing.
Safe to receive, yeah. It's safe for me to receive this. It's fun for me to receive this. It's easy. I'm worthy. Those are big, big, big things that always seem to be needing shifting before a person manifests something in their life. Those have to be in alignment. Because unless your subconscious programs aren't in alignment with what you want, it doesn't come to you.
Right.
You want to know what's in your subconscious mind? Look at your life. It's a direct reflection of what your subconscious program is. So if you want to change something, it's so much easier to get in the subconscious. Change it very specifically there and move on. Done.
It reminds me, of course, of the computer, but, if you don't like your operating system and you want to change it to a different, you do that, and it's that tangible.
It is.
How long does it take, Maureen, to change a belief when you identify these and you do your balancing? How long does that take? Is that an instantaneous thing, or is there a process to it?
Well, a balance, I should probably explain what a balance is for the people that don't know what Psyche is. A balance is a little process we do designed to install or change a belief in the subconscious mind. And we do it with muscle testing, and we do it with the concept of the whole brain state. So a balance, how long would a balance take to do? It could take anywhere from 30 seconds, 2.5, 3, 4 minutes. And occasionally I've done them myself where they've taken like 20 minutes or so. And when that happens, it's like humongous changes happening, and I can feel them. And what's happening is it's doing many, many, many belief statements, not just the one statement that we're doing. So generally 3 minutes to change one belief.
Awesome. And I think that's something just generally that people in their lives have to realize. We're talking about an actual process that you're using with Psyche, but just generally, we tend to think that, because things took so long to create in our lives, or we've been a certain way for so long, or whatever it is, that undoing it is just as long of a journey, and it's not. We can change things in an instant and recreate what we want and choose new choices and recreate ourselves anew every moment. And then when we add tools like the Psyche, that just expedites the process. And I really want to get that message across, though. Nothing has to take a long time. For some reason, you know, people think that, and maybe it's a cop-out. Maybe it's, well, I can't change because, you know, they use it as an excuse. But it's so great to know that even in this process, it's, you know, we're talking, things are happening almost instantaneously.
It's true. It doesn't take a long time. That's such a good point, Maggie. People that have had beliefs, they'll say, oh, but I've had it since childhood. It'll take forever to change. It really only takes 2 or 3 minutes. What you're actually doing when you change a subconscious belief is you're actually rearranging the pattern of the photons held in your electromagnetic field. That's all you're really doing. And what's interesting is those photons don't really care where you put them. They go where you direct them to go. And so that's why it's so easy.
You know, Maureen, I'm already and I'm sure that our callers will feel the same way, but I'm already can't wait to re-listen to this call because your information is so amazing, and I'm a note taker, but I'm not taking notes now because I'm being fully present with you, and of course I'm hosting the call, but I definitely know I will be going back to this information because this is hugely impactful for folks, and I so appreciate your being here. Now, I hear, Maureen, that you're working on a book, just to change the topic for a minute. Is that true?
Just starting.
Awesome.
Yeah, I've had that in my mind for years now. I'm supposed to write a book. And I go, well, maybe later. And I've just started on that. And for me, this book writing is a process of self-development. I think the biggest gift we can get from writing a book is our own development personally, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. So it's going to be a great journey for me. And, I'm not putting a timeline on it. I'm letting this go for a few years because I just want to enjoy every minute of it. And it's just a big new adventure I'm going on. So, yeah.
Wonderful. So will you be talking about your journey and some of the experiences? Like, I know I was, you know, looking at your website last night, which, by the way, for our guest, the Maureen's website is corapesky.com. So that's www.koropesky. So corapesky.com. You can learn more about Maureen and her wonderful services there. But I noticed you had mentioned that you had a spot on your lung that was gone. And will that all be in the book? Some of these miraculous experiences that you've had yourself personally, and not to mention, I know many, many of your clients have had.
Absolutely, because I think what happened is I hit rock bottom in my late 30s. I was really, to be brutally honest, like I didn't want to live anymore. When I got up in the morning, I just wished I hadn't awoken up. I couldn't say I was suicidal because I had 2 children and I had a lot of gifts in my life, but I couldn't shift out of that. I had a lot of physical pain in my body, and I'd been through some really big traumas. And what happened is I started on a journey, and the journey was to heal myself. I could only smile with half of my mouth at that time. So, the medical community was great because they had me on pills and kept me going. But it didn't seem to change me at a deeper level. And so what I did is I went for a body talk session. I went, oh, that's cool. I feel different. I feel better, actually. And I was so excited and so interested that I've been taking courses ever since, the courses I've been doing now for 10 years. And I change more, and I feel better. So this is a journey, you know. And so many people that want healing, they think, well, you know, I could go for 2 sessions and all my problems are fixed, and it's not like that. You can read these great testimonials and these miraculous things. They do happen. They happen a lot. But I find for the most part people want change, healing, etc., and it's a journey. And this journey can be so beautiful when you embrace it. And because I went on this journey and I went from rock bottom to where I am now, which I get up every morning just feeling so happy to be alive and to be sharing and just sharing my life with other people and spending time with loved ones, it's that I know sometimes I put the cart before the horse, and sometimes I didn't, and what worked and what didn't. And so really the book is basically going to be about that journey and about subconscious programs and about ways to shift subconscious programs so that you can be the driver. Because really, unless you have your subconscious programs in alignment with where you're going, it becomes really difficult. And I'd like to be more in the driver's seat than that. I don't want to be battling my subconscious programs when they're a million times more powerful. It's the real secret. I just love it.
Yes, and you know, I love the idea of sharing the journey and the story because people relate to stories. You could sit in a lecture and hear all these facts and figures, but when you can hear a story that it becomes personal, we can relate because we're human beings and we connect on that level. We identify with the challenges and the struggles and the similar situations and circumstances that we share as a species. So I love the idea that, and I for one will be reading your book with bells on, and I also agree with you, Maureen, that being a journey as such as life, writing of the book, yes, it will evolve for you as it goes, and it might happen faster, it might take longer, but you and I both know we're open to how that journey unfolds, and we listen and go with the flow of life rather than against the current, so to speak. So I'm excited for you for your book, and I know we're coming up to a commercial here in a few minutes, and I'm encouraging everybody to make sure that you call in with any questions for Maureen. We're going to talk a little bit more about Psyche after the break and delve into it a little more, but feel free to call in. It's 347-237-5339, and we have a few minutes left before our break. So, Maureen, I noticed you and I were talking earlier about sort of how you started using Psyche as a practice and helping people with it, and then you sort of shifted to really focusing on you know, those beliefs that are more spiritually oriented, like who we are, loving ourselves. Can you just explain a little more about that, how that sort of unfolded for you and how you really see it as the key to sort of some of the challenges that are out there right now?
Yeah, originally my practice was whatever showed up, whatever people were wanting to create in their life. And a lot of times people just wanted to get rid of something in their life. So it really became a lesson of redirecting their intent towards what is it you really do want, because Psyche is about moving towards joy, not moving away from pain. And from there, I started to get kind of tired of just people wanted fixing. And I wouldn't say everyone, but, you know, there was a mixture, and I thought, is this what I really want to keep doing? And then I sat down and thought, you know, one day it hit me, I said, this has to be a spiritual practice for me, because if it's not, then I'm missing my own boat. And I redirected my focus towards using Psyche for spiritual growth. And since then, my business and my clientele has grown a lot. But I use it in the way that, yes, I am one with divinity. We call them belief statements. People call them affirmations. Kind of the same thing, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do statements like, I love myself unconditionally. I know who I am a divine child of the universe, etc., etc. But here's the real cool way to use it for spiritual growth. Every challenge that comes up, every problem, every pain, every ache, it's like, oh, okay. So we program in, every challenge that comes my way is an amazing, wonderful opportunity for my spiritual growth, and I embrace it and move through it. Most people do not have that in the subconscious, even though they consciously believe it. Put that in, and then you work with, even when my neighbor plays music till 4 in the morning and has wild parties, I am in the vortex. I am calm, neutral, compassionate, loving, curious, powerful, wise, divine, whatever words you want to put in. So this is about holding your space in the vortex of being loving, kind, compassionate, neutral. You don't have to agree with what the person's doing. You don't have to condone it or like it. You just have to say, no matter what you're doing, I'm holding my space, I'm holding my power, I'm staying in the vortex, I'm being who I am. I am the light of the world, and this is what I'm radiating out into the collective consciousness because it's what I choose, and it's true to my very nature to do so.
That's beautiful.
And you can work through any problem with that concept, and that's just what I love so much about this work.
It reminds me of, you know, the Byron Katie, Loving What Is. It's sort of like a direct way to get to loving what is, just knowing that everything is exactly perfect the way it is, and giving us some empowerment that we can feel comfortable in that space of loving what is. And that's awesome. We're coming up to a commercial break here shortly. Just a couple of items here. You can learn more about Maggie at www.maggieholbeck.com. And I love to have Facebook friends. I have a few Facebook pages. One of the ones is the www.facebook.com/campaign for inner peace, where if you'd like to have more peace in your life. And I love that, Maureen, where you said moving to joy, not away from pain. That's so, so important. So, and you can find out more about Maureen at corapesky.com. That's K-O-R-O-P-E-S-K-I. And I believe we're going to a commercial break.
Parece que fue ayer, papá. Me acuerdo cómo lloraba. No yo, mi primer perrito. ¿Recuerdas cómo brincaba y me lamía la cara? Mi perro y yo nos volvimos grandes amigos. Casi tan buenos amigos como tú y yo, papá.
Nunca se sabe cuáles recuerdos...
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil Spog King and went back to my Super Twig Fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow. Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone. B. Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with B. Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. First Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and worldwide Source a Nation celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love, light, and sound. Music provided by Arvel Bird, musician extraordinaire. Visit him at arvelbird.com and get a hold of all of Arvel's wonderful music. We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
You're listening to Maggie Holbeck in Crystal Clear Coaching on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Maggie.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Crystal Clear Coaching with Maggie Holbeck here on GGM Radio. It's my pleasure today to have Maureen Korapeski, a friend and fellow energetic medicine worker, on the call with us today. Maureen has been sharing with us about the modality of Psych-K. And I thought maybe I'd spell that for our guests on the call today in case you were wondering what where to find it. And it's capital letters. It's P-S-Y-C-H-K. So that is how you spell it if you want to Google it. And I believe, Maureen, there's a website for Psych-K, is there?
www.psych-k.com.
So is it psych-k.com?
Yes.
Great. Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a wealth of information there. So welcome back, Maureen. It's been a pleasure speaking with you so far. We're going to have a little more discussion about Psych-K, cover a few points, and then I believe we have some callers, so we'll take calls then. I wanted to touch on one point before the break. You said something that I absolutely loved, and that was, it's about moving to joy, not moving from pain. And I think that is so important. It's like what I like to teach about life and the cupboard theory, about bringing those things in and searching for joy and choosing joy. You know, and one of my divisions of my coaching business is to coach small business and entrepreneurs and social media coaching. And one of the things I've been studying is, some sales verbiage, hypnotic sales, ad writing, things like that. And one of the things that I'm really learning is that there's sort of two ways that people present information. One is pain and one is pleasure. And I'm all about pleasure. So we can do things in a loving way, no matter if we're, recreating our lives or we're offering services or products to people. There's always a way to move to joy and rather than just moving away from pain. So I really love that, and I just wanted to comment on that.
Yeah, it's interesting because that's one of the biggest things I find. People go, well, why should I let go of my anger towards that person? And And then they'll know why, but they still have that shift inside. And I'll say, well, you know, to be angry or frustrated or let someone push your buttons is really saying, well, here's a silver platter with my power on it. I'm going to give it to you. Here you go.
And I love
really?
That.
And I go, yeah. And I said, is that really what you want to do to that person? Just give them all your power on a silver platter? And they, gosh, no. And I said, well, let's do some balancing then. I forgive them for this. I am calm, relaxed, at ease, and at peace within myself even when they do this. I'm okay with the fact that they do this. You're not saying you like what they're doing. You're not saying you're condoning. You're nothing at all like that. And you can still speak up and you can speak your truth. But when you speak your truth from a place of neutrality, really, truly having that strong inner peace inside of you, you go, well, no, that doesn't work for me. And it's so much more powerful to work from in the vortex, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love the silver platter. It's such a good visual. I'll probably now bring a silver platter in my bag of trinkets when I do my talk. I love that one. Now, Maureen, tell us a little bit about the safety and protocol involved with Psych-K, you know, in case people are wondering what, you know, this might be a whole new way of thinking or experience for them. Is there anything you can share on that?
Yeah, I love the protocol with Psych-K, and I love the safety net that's built into it. It's what lets me sleep at night after working with clients. So let's say, for instance, I'm just changing beliefs at a subconscious level with a wonderful young woman who wants to learn to speak up for herself. And I don't know, and maybe I do know, but she goes home to a very abusive partner. And that night, she just speaks right up. That abusive partner shoots her. It might be, yes, good for her to learn how to speak up for herself, but it might not be the right time. And that's a dramatic example, but it's really, really important to know that when you make a change in the subconscious, that it is safe for you to do so at this time.
Mm.
And it's also really important to know if it's part of your spiritual path. I at one time was trying to do Psych-K work for myself to have two Icelandic courses. And no matter how many times I tried and no matter what way I phrased it, it's no. I had no permission to put that in with Psych-K, and I realized after it just wasn't part of my spiritual path, and it would have took me away from the work that I'm doing, and so I've made peace with that. So it keeps us on our spiritual path, number one, and number two, it really is a safety net, and like I say, lets me sleep at night, that I know that the changes that were made were for the highest and greatest good, period. And I don't see that in, and we do that with every single belief that we change, every single belief. I think that's really important. And other ways of changing the subconscious are great, but I don't see that a lot, and it's really, really important. It's respectful.
Wow. Very, very, very important. You know,
the other thing
is that
other thing is that each belief that a person changes, they consciously choose it. I'm doing nothing to them unless they say, yes, okay, I want that. Yes, okay, I want that. Or, no, I don't know if I like those words. Can we change that? So the person who's making the changes are consciously choosing every step of the way, and I'm just facilitating for them to make the changes they want.
Awesome. And, you know, it always goes back to those, I know when we do quantum physics with our Skio biofeedback machine, all that comes up. We might think our priority is something, and here it's our subconscious has a whole other priority for us. So identifying whether it is the right time or not is pretty impressive. Now,
yeah,
Maureen, what about some choosing beliefs?
Okay. Well, something else about knowing if it's in the highest and best good and if it's safe is when we ask that, we're asking the higher self or the superconscious mind. So Psych-K is about working with the superconscious, the higher self, the conscious mind, and the subconscious mind. So in a Psych-K session, you're working with all three. And when they're all in alignment, that's when the magic happens.
Neat.
I wanted to throw that in. Choosing beliefs. I just wanted to make a thing. Some people get a little nervous. Oh, they want to change my beliefs. I should be changing my beliefs. I like my beliefs. I believe life is like this. And so some people are a little nervous about changing beliefs. And I just want to make it clear that this isn't about telling anyone what they should believe. This is just helping people to, first of all, they choose what to believe, and we help them to bring the subconscious programs into alignment with what they choose to believe. So some people have said, is it mind control? And I go, yes, it is. You get control over your own mind. In other words, you get your subconscious mind in alignment with what you consciously choose to believe. Nobody's going to tell you what to program in. It's your choice.
I love it. You know, that all goes along with what I believe, which is empowerment. We either empower ourselves and empower others, or we take it away. We disengage our own power, or we rob other people of their power by not uplifting them, by, you know, and so I just love that, because that's what it's all about, is becoming empowered. And when we're empowered ourselves, that's when the true magic can happen and we can make a difference in the world, because we're empowered to do so. Now, we're going to go to, we have a caller on the line, so we're going to go to our caller. And if anybody would like to call in as well, we have time for a couple of callers anyway. The number is 347-237-5339, and you're on Blog Talk Radio, /GGM Radio, and we're going to go to our caller, which is a 111. Are you there, caller?
Hi. Thank you for taking the call. I think this is very interesting because, yes, it's absolutely old thought patterns and so forth that can be taking you off track. And
wonderful. And who are we speaking with?
Oh, hi. My name's Carol.
Hi, Carol. Welcome.
Hi. I came in late, so I didn't hear all of it, but I'll certainly go to the web page to learn more about
yes.
it. Sounds fascinating. Now,
awesome.
Is this... Yes. So am I supposed to ask, or what is the protocol for the show?
Whatever moves you to do. So Maureen is here. I'm here, Maggie. If you have a question for Maureen about beliefs, about psyche, or just anything you'd like to share, we're here for you.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Carol.
Thank you. Yes. Yes. You know, I have been dealing with, and I know it comes from many, many years ago, and it's a thought or a feeling, an emotion that comes up, and my oldest son is my greatest teacher in this life, because he keeps pushing my buttons on it. And yesterday I had kind of an aha moment. And usually when this pain comes up, whatever brings it up, you know, wherever I felt slighted, hurt, abandoned, or whatever, I normally would want to run from the pain and, you know, oh, I don't want this. And yes, I know it's a lesson, but why do you keep bringing it up? But yesterday I kind of jumped into it. It was quite amazing. It was almost as if I was rolling around in the pain and trying to, I don't know, diffuse it or something. Have you heard of anything like that?
Eckhart Tolle talks a lot about the pain body.
Uh-huh.
What it is he says, you know, and it's true. When we stay in the story that, well, they should have treated me better, and, well, they, you know, like they did forget about me on my birthday, and
if they loved me,
Yeah, that story perpetuates the story, and the story perpetuates the pain, so it becomes a cycle. So the big thing to do there is to drop the story, to drop the thoughts about it, to go into the body and physically feel what's going on in the body as a visceral feeling, and just to watch it and to know that it isn't you, it is not who you are, it's just something moving through you. And to observe it. Nothing can happen in quantum physics unless it's observed. So what you do is you just go in and you just watch and see what's there, and you feel viscerally what's going on and drop the story. This will help to digest the pain, and you do it a little bit here, a little bit there, or lots here and lots there. But something simpler is to change the perspective on things. So what you would do is just say, okay, so say my son forgot my birthday, and I said, well, you know, I'm really upset, and I was upset. How about if I just go in to my beliefs and check it and say, change it to say, I am compassionate and curious why my son forgot my birthday. That's a change of perspective. I forgive my son at a core level, at a visceral, physical level. I forgive my son for forgetting my birthday. I accept my son exactly how he is. I am at peace and at ease and relaxed and in the vortex and in touch with my divinity, even when my son forgets his birthday. I would do like 10 or 15 statements on that.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, I would just look at the situation and I would do it from a whole different, I would be a different person looking at it. And it wouldn't feel the same way. And often my heart just will open and I'll see them as just a soul on a journey. It shifts so totally for me when I use psyche like that. And that's a whole lot faster than digesting pain piece by piece by piece. But that's not to negate that grief is a process and pain is a process too.
Right.
But the two together, wow, can you move through grief a lot more quickly when you start working with the subconscious as well? It's so powerful.
Okay. Well, that makes so much sense. And you're right, because then that takes you into seeing the big picture and not so caught up in the emotional, human emotion of it. Okay, wow, that's wonderful. Well, thank you very much.
It brings you back into being alignment with who you truly are.
Yes.
And when you're in alignment with truly who you truly are, it's a neutral space, and you just see things as they are, and nothing's pushing your buttons. You're just in alignment with your divinity, and nothing's pushing your buttons. So how I use psyche in my daily life, if anything pushes my buttons, if I have any aches or pains, anything that comes my way, I just go, I'm at peace, at ease, and relaxed, and in the vortex, and in touch with my divinity, regardless of the fact that my leg just got chopped off. I mean, literally, if my leg got chopped off, that's what I would do. Touch wood, right? I'm being dramatic, but even little things, like a husband who didn't sleep last night that's cranky. I mean, I can just go to the washroom and just go, I'm at peace and at ease and relaxed and at ease with myself, even though my husband is cranky today. And then you come out and you look at them and you go, wow, that's interesting. And there's no physical reaction in their body. My body is then peaceful and at ease and relaxed, and I feel calm. And I look at them and go, gee, I wonder what that's about. How can I help? They just come from a totally different place. And that's who we truly are. So this is just such a beautiful spiritual practice for me.
Wow. So instead of becoming a victim to the emotion, you get more of a part of wanting to maybe be of service, or to wonder why they're like that, and to help them work through what they're going through.
That's the end result, and that's the goal for me always, because truly that's why we came here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Wow, you're amazing.
Hard to do this consciously.
Yes.
But when I work with clients and they go, I've been trying, and how about let's just shift this, shift that. And then they go, oh, I shifted. And I just look at this person now and feel totally different. And it's about keeping your power. Because as soon as you step out of the vortex and the divinity of who you are, you're really losing all your power too. So there's two good reasons to do this. One is to be true to your very nature of being a divine person and to do the work you came to do. The second one is to keep your power, because when you forgive and let go and release and all this kind of stuff, and you can walk around being not having your buttons being pushed, now you're in a place of power, and everything you do from that place is so much more effective. It's hundreds of times more effective to work from that space and from that frame of being, and now you have that frame where you can go out and co-create your life easily and quickly. Yes.
Wow. That's wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you, Carol. Is there anything else you'd like to say to feel complete?
No, I think that did it. It was just amazing. Well, okay, here's another. What if you have issues around tax time? It's tax time. And you get a fear in yourself when you're going to do taxes, although there's nothing to fear. It's just some old, I don't know, maybe mass consciousness. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I just would go, I'm at peace and at ease and relaxed inside when I do my taxes.
Okay.
I am feeling neutral about the government that taxes me. You know, there's so many ways of looking at it. It's safe for me to do my taxes. It's comfortable, fun, easy. You know, there's so many ways to go about this.
Okay.
And we investigate most of them, and I work with the higher self, so the higher self will guide us as to which direction is the best to go first.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you, Carol, so much for being our caller on our first show here at Crystal Clear Coaching. We appreciate your support and that you joined us today.
I will be back, and thank you so much. This is a wonderful show. And
thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Be well. Now, Maureen, we have a few minutes left. I just wanted to share with the callers that tell us, I know that I'm sure that people are going to want to experience, you have so many gifts to help them, and might want to experience your services. You do remote work, correct? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, actually, I do a lot of work on Skype and also on the telephone. I don't need Skype and the telephone, but I really enjoy doing it that way so that I can really tap in accurately to what the person wants on a moment-to-moment basis rather than just having a general goal and going and working for an hour by myself. My sessions are about an hour and 10 minutes usually. And, I go into surrogation for the person so that I can do the muscle testing for them. Works really well. Yeah.
So they can actually, you know, work on changing some of these subconscious beliefs and get right into the program and let's say, muck with it and make it so it's serving us better. Right over remotely, doesn't matter where they live, you can hook with them and help them with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That is wonderful. I love technology. It's such an amazing tool that can assist us on this journey of doing the work that we do. So that is so good to know. So what's the best way for them to contact you, Maureen?
On my website, there's a contact page, and there's just a little form you fill in and send click, and I'll get the email, and I'll get right back to you.
Perfect. So they can even just, you know, send you a little contact form and inquire about, you know, what they might be interested in or what might best serve them, or if they do want to book a session, and they can just put any question they want in there, right?
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Well, I've really appreciated having you on the show today, and we have a couple minutes left. Is there anything you'd like to share? I know once we get going on these topics, we bubble over with things that we want to share with the world, but is there anything that you want to leave the callers with?
Well, I guess...
I do have a question if nothing comes to mind right with you, but what about with kids, you know? It's the kids today. There's so many people struggling with their kids, and all the I know I work with supplementation, and I help parents with children and some of their nutritional needs. But there's so many of these things going on, and there's a lot of pain, and there's a lot of challenges with the kids. Does Psych-K come into play with the kids at all?
Yeah, you know, for me, the first way I would look at that, a mother and a child that they're having issues, is I would work with the one of the ways you could do is to first work with the mother. And check what's going on in the subconscious. I accept on all levels, especially when you've got children that have ADHD and behavior problems and things. You know, love is not a problem, but I accept my son or daughter exactly as they are. I accept my son or daughter with their ADHD, with their poor behavior. I accept my son on all levels of his being, regardless of the fact that he was suspended for a week. Because as soon as we drop all our resistance to the behaviors or the attitudes or actions that the children are exhibiting, now we're in a neutral place. Now we truly are love, not just saying the words. And from that place, we're so much more empowered to help our children.
Well, you know, Maureen, I know you're going to believe this, so I'm not going to say you're not going to believe this. But I'm looking at a little post. I have a Moms for Kids page on Facebook where, you know, it's a parent support page or anybody that, you know, works with, has children in their life. But this is what I'm reading right now. Love your children for who they are, not for who you want them to be.
Absolutely. And it has
and
to
I just
be
love that.
At a subconscious level. We can do it consciously. It's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Wow, that's terrific.
Yeah, when you read that Power versus Force by David Hawkins, you know, he talks about that. When he was in that state of grace and he would go to the institution and he would just look at patients and they would heal, that was because he was totally aligned with the vortex at that time.
Can you
explain when we do that? Sorry?
Can you explain for the callers when you're talking about the vortex? I get a grasp of what that is, but can you just give them a little depth in case they're wondering, well, what's she talking about, the vortex?
Yeah, I tend to use that word a lot. Abraham Hicks uses that word a lot.
Yes, I love it.
and, you know, it's a great website. Go there, abraham-hicks.com, H-I-C-K-S.com. And what the vortex is to me and what they talk about is it's just being in perfect alignment with who you truly are, in alignment with your spiritual path, in alignment with God, universe, love, whatever you perceive that to be, and feeling joy, feeling compassion, feeling neutral, at ease, and at peace within yourself, in your own body, regardless of what's happening around you. Because that is truly the best gift we can give to the world, because that frequency we hold when we are in alignment with our divinity, in alignment with the vortex, that is the frequency, the vibration that we emanate out to the world. And through the Maharishi effect, hundreds, monkey, et cetera, that is our vote in the collective consciousness in the planet. And it is by far the very best thing we can do for ourselves and for everybody around us, for the entire planet and the entire universe. It's why we came here, folks.
So get in that vortex as much as we can and hopefully all the time. Wow. All right. So I think it's a wrap. And Maureen, I can't thank you enough for being my first guest. I'm really excited with what we're both doing and where it's going. And I know that you're going to be in demand to be back on the show. So I hope people really do check out your website, corapesky.com, inquire about Maureen's services. And if also, if there's anything you'd like Maureen to talk about on a particular call, drop me an email. You can reach me at maggieholbick.com. That's M-A-G-G-I-E-H-O-L-B, as in boy, or bravo, or beautiful, IK.com. And just, you know, give us a heads up on something that you think might be of benefit to help you enhance your life that you think Maureen could share some wisdom on. And I know she has lots to share. So thank you so much, Maureen. And let us go in love and light and keep doing what we do, and I can't wait to have you back on the show.
And congratulations to you, Maggie. You're doing great work, and I just hold you in the highest respect and esteem. Thank you for all you do. You're just wonderful.
Thank you, Maureen. So join us next Wednesday at 12 noon, 11 a.m. Central. You can have lunch and enjoy your lunch while you're listening to the show, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.